Stuff like that, he was like, what's the one thing that's important to you? And I was like, course, my first book. But I was like, if you burn it, I still got your money, and I'll do no refund.
Here's the thing.
It is sideways. It's always because I can't get, because I have to bring my, I have to bring like my webcam. Yeah, let me talk about this stuff right now on live. We live right now. We talk about stuff like this. Really? Now let's get back to JK trolling these X fans. Now, what?
JK trolling.
Now, JK trolling. Nice.
Hey, so now, what would y'all have said to these people?
Start the hashtag JK trolling
hashtag
right now.
JK trolling. Let's make it trend, people. So, like I said, whether you disagree with somebody or not, but you just buy their stuff and you just burn it, you still have money. Like, people are really buying
on eBay.
Same. Who was that? Colin Kaepernick. People ain't buying. And they're like super expensive. People were really like, I brought this jersey just to burn it. And I'm like, it's like a $200-something jersey.
Yeah, I would have been like, you want
to spend $200 just to burn a.
I mean, the United States government is not giving you $200.
They're
going to be like, ha ha, great job, guys. You're still broke. Ha ha.
Seriously.
I'm Uncle Sam.
Like I said, if they want to be stupid, I'm going to let them be stupid.
My name is Reverend Uncle Sam.
Yeah, so Key, you're kind of quiet. What you got to say?
Nothing.
Nothing for Key? Mm-hmm. You ain't got nothing to say.
I'm still thinking. I mean,
you're still thinking.
Personally, I don't think he cares.
I care. That's a good thing.
I have other issues on my mind, man.
What other issues?
If I can't travel or not.
So keep going back to the motherland.
Okay, real quick. That was kind of messed up.
But true, though.
It's true.
Real quick, we all friends.
Oh, God.
I can't say it.
For real.
I don't know.
That was a hell of a wrong to say.
No. Even when you have some new chips there in the third time, you can't go and come back. I mean, for the
All right, y'all. Let's bring it back really quickly. So back to another Trump-related topic. South Park creators are going to back off of the Trump satire.
Why? Because it's true?
It keeps becoming true.
Well, actually, that is what he said. So if y'all not know, like, half of the stuff that did happen in 2016 with his...
Happened in South Park over the years.
Either happened in South Park
or The Simpsons
or Family Guy.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, did they back off the Obama references?
Hell no.
Keep the presidential trolling rolling. Let's go, guys.
But no, it's like a prophecy coming true.
Exactly.
And it's like more happening. Yeah, because South Park.
In real life. You shouldn't have put him in office. Not my problem. Keep it going, people.
That is very true. Let's go ahead and say this really quickly for people. A lot of people are now turning their backs on Trump. They're like, how can you do this? And now these people who are married to people who are Muslims and out in the country, how could you do this? I was like,
good shit.
When he said Muslims, honey, your husband or your wife was not excluded from that list.
Good
they were
shit.
Not excluded, so you know
wanted,
who you voted for.
You wanted this last
they should have read the fine print on that one.
They should have read the fine print. So you know what?
It's too late for that.
It really is too late.
They wanted it, now they got it. Enjoy him.
4 years.
50%.
Stupid shit that in
the country. I hope y'all happy. Can you read the comment? Ivanka Trump's products got removed. Why? Because she's walking on a hole? Oh, that's surprising.
Oh,
no. Anyway.
I thought she was walking on a
window. Blah, blah, blah. Bitch, we warned everyone. You are right, Miss Erica. Now, by the way, I do not take back what I said at all. I mean it. I believe it in my heart.
And that is very true, though. And that's very true. A lot of companies didn't back out from her. They was like, we do not want to do business with you anymore. Hey, like I said, that's what you face. And
you know what I think it was? I think it was the U.S. government saying, yeah, so we don't want
to. Oh, did you hear about what the queen said?
Oh, yeah.
Was that true?
Yeah.
It was true?
She said she can legally have him killed at any point in time.
And she would be the one to do it. She said she would be waiting with a sword.
Wait, hold on now. Don't talk about that.
Wait, hold on now. We need to get some actual.
Over to England, she's going to behead him. With a sword.
With Excalibur.
And for her, yes.
Excalibur.
Okay. So, due to us not having the actual quote, if the queen did say that,
don't think about this. Old man got killed by an older woman. She's in her 90s.
Go queen!
Trump cannot do nothing to stop that. Because once he stepped foot in England, his ass is hers.
All right, so y'all. So y'all.
I'm not going to comment on it.
Bye, Sinead.
Sinead's betraying us. Whatever.
Okay.
You got to take care of the kids. You got to take care of the kids so we don't have whatever. This
again.
Okay, so.
I feel like the slow bots predicted this will happen tomorrow. So.
Right?
They did.
What is speaking words of wisdom? You remember the song Hannibal by Slow Bots?
You're going to let me.
I can't ride my bike with no handlebars.
Oh, there. No, yeah.
Handlebars.
Oh, wait, hold on. Well, somebody predicted him winning. And somebody predicted him getting impeached.
I predicted him giving me $1 million.
Now, think about it. He's screwed up so bad, and it's only the beginning of the year. The minute he gets impeached, how many people are coming after him?
If he don't get assassinated.
Let me say this. Let's limit that talk for another time. You're going to have to wait until he's still after the impeachment. The thing about the impeachment is he has to be impeached for perjury or obstruction of justice. Now, according to Congress, that hasn't really happened yet. Let some shit go down.
Well, okay.
And then the removal process has to happen. So.
Let's go. Let's move on to another time real quick. First thing, happy Black History Month, everybody out there. Go ahead and celebrate Black History. Black History is American history. But since, we are ignored in history books and we are portrayed as nice little helpers. During slavery.
Willing helpers too.
We wanted
our women to be
free.
You gave one of the boys a shotgun.
Go ahead,
the Dobies of the real world, where you save the hero but still aren't recognized.
Dobie, hug your mouth.
Link from Legend of
Zelda. Bye. Bye. Your podcast.
Yeah. Bye.
I will shake your hand. Yeah. Very nice.
Suki was like the hero, saves everything and don't get recognition. Link from Legend of Zelda.
Mario?
No. Get out.
Luigi steps up there and helps. Mario, he gets no kind of recognition.
Yoshi don't get recognition.
Yeah, Yoshi.
Oh, God, Yoshi.
Disrespectful.
Mr. Popo.
Yeah,
Mr. Popo.
Yo, I totally like.
Nobody ever
say
thank you to
Wait, hold on. Y'all bring it back real quick. We gotta bring back a little bit because I got thrown off. What y'all talking about?
Oh, no.
Unsung heroes.
Which are basically Black people.
Well,
my boy Piccolo.
Yeah. Gohan's real father.
Hidden Figures. That movie is one of the top grossing films of 2017. And nominated for 3 Oscars.
Ooh.
Turn up. So, guys, once again, happy Black History Month. And, one thing real quick. The reason why we say Black History, because a lot of people ask me, why can't y'all be part of regular history?
Because y'all won't let us be part of regular history.
Because we were never part of regular history.
Wait. Don't get upset and answer correctly.
Well, think about
the reason why. The reason why we say, but because we do not get that much recognition in high school classes. We go from slavery, We skip everything and we go to the civil rights movement and that's it. And we don't talk about it. That's why we have
slavery,
that history.
We do slavery, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Barack Obama.
They occasionally mention Emmett too. Occasionally.
Every now and then, books to watch.
Every now and again.
Well, okay, yo. One thing really quick, because I have to get into like, you know, the movie, TV, and games and stuff. But really quick, the woman who accused Emmett Till of, you know, that was bad whistle. She recently, on her deathbed, said that she lied about the whole entire thing.
She got backhanded when she was seeing the light.
So.
See, here's the thing. Look, she's an older lady. It was a different time back then. I understand we're enraged about it, but is there anything we can really do? And
yeah, actually,
her name really
Yeah, there's a story where there were some old Nazi war people who were Nazis back in World War two. I'm talking about all
World War One was the cause of World War.
So and then they actually found him and they charged him because he did participate
eventually you got to face what you did.
Exactly.
But do you think they're really going to charge a sickly 82-year-old?
He was older, I think, when he got charged, so probably.
Technically, all they can really do is charge you, drag your name through the mud. Because if they put you, you're in your 80s, if they put you in jail, no matter what, it's going to be a death sentence.
And then, because you said she's writing a book, right, all of her proceeds can go towards to the family, or it can go to
do something right before.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, you know, guys, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say shout out to Paris Jackson.
Same.
We
talked
about her.
Happy Black History Month.
I went to last week.
Dion, tell her Happy Black History Month. Have her celebrate her culture, because you Black girl. You Black.
Did she say she wasn't?
Everybody, she's
biracial, but technically she is Black.
I mean, people question whether they're all Michael's children. That's not surprising.
They
question if World War II was
they
question whether slavery was real.
They question if Ivy was actually Beyonce and Jay-Z.
People talk about they weren't. Robert England is going to become Freddy after one last time in a brain level on Elm Street documentary, Nightmare in the Makeup Chair. Would that feel like something like completely different? That feels something completely different. Well, from what the apparently you know like the whole makeup process, how to you know how people come.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger. I'm not gonna say no more. Say again then.
Haunted House was
I don't care. That's a Gambit, but I ain't gonna talk. We gonna say that for when Gambit start getting, we gonna say that.
I would say
Hillary should play Tiff.
Good,
huh?
Good,
he really
Channing Tatum should have been.
Channing Tatum is supposed to be game, but I definitely was coming out.
Funny.
If
he gets the same
something
role,
funny.
Stay over. Stay
over. Y'all are so distracted.
It's not inappropriate.
Y'all are really distracted.
It's a closed room, man.
All right, y'all. Let's keep it moving. All right, one more quick mention. DC TV may be getting a brand new addition to his roster, Black Lightning. The TV series was recently passed on the show, and now the CW on the DC TV may take it.
They need to live in place. That shot is all I
thank you. They already got Black Lightning, so Black Lightning and Lethal Pair. I kind of feel that you know what you're doing today. But yeah, and
if you want to do a fan version of Static Shock, you could play Virgil.
I could.
Exactly. And Injustice 2, Black Canary is a confirmed character. You can check out her gameplay trailer on any gaming channel on YouTube. And the actual just well, I want to check that out really quickly. Now we're going to finish the last bit talking about, well, no, not really. But Ben Affleck is no longer directing Batman. Oh.
Hell yeah.
He's not Batfleck no more.
But. Oh, you're excited about that, the key? Guess who the fans want to direct? Zack Snyder.
Why?
Zack Snyder.
Why? I ain't watching it.
You know what? Though,
fans want it, but honestly, he's probably not going to be
Honestly.
I know why Ben Affleck
I
is
didn't,
deal with that. Choosing not
I didn't
to direct
see Man
though.
Of Steel, and I heard that was kind of lackluster. Seeing BVS, that was kind of...
I know they keep trying to reboot the characters and stuff, but they shouldn't have took Superman's red underwear.
Yeah.
What's his name? Christopher Nolan should do something.
Christopher Nolan.
He should come back and do the Suicide Squad 2 or whatever.
He said he's not coming back. Hold on real quick. Don't JBL.
All I have to say is congratulations, DC fans. You've chosen the same shitty director that butchered Batman v Superman. Step forward and claim your reward of a 3-hour shitty movie and disappointment.
There's a petition. So, like I said, there's no confirm that he's actually going to direct it. It's just a petition.
No, but...
Hopefully he doesn't direct it.
There's a reason why he's not doing it.
But come on, that was a good
He wants to concentrate on acting, which he should. By all means, he shouldn't like move back and forth on the camera.
He said he's staying like behind, so he's still gonna write the things. He's gonna write the movie, produce the movie. So like he's just not gonna.
He can write all he wants.
He's just not gonna
set
that
story. It's Batman fights a villain. End of the day, you get the
Batman.
But if I was him, like honestly,
not do that anymore. There's so many different Batmans that we can.
Is that? But if I was,
they're never gonna do.
I would just. I would leave. Like I go. Okay. I'm directing. I'm producing. And I'm writing it. That's it. With me,
all
or nothing. For real, it's
all
or nothing at this point.
Nightwing became Batman. That would be a good.
Yeah.
No.
Like after Batman disappears, and how all the
Robin. These are all these are but like they're from like a certain timeline. And Nightwing hasn't been no other character besides like the one we see having been
we haven't even seen Robin.
Yeah,
exactly. Is that so? I want a Nightwing story how he became Batman. We haven't seen Robin yet.
We
saw like 15 seconds of Robin in you know Dark Knight Rises.
And
oh, we did.
That was okay. You know what though?
It was basically the first Martha.
That's one of like the weakest parts of the Dark Knight Rises was the end. That's one of the weakest part of the whole movie.
Now when Bane broke my boy back, I was like,
you got your ass.
Actually, so we should focus on the Avatar movie.
Breaking them back. Right now, I think Avatar is pretty much done. On
Christopher Nolan should
do it. Michael Bay just needed to do the effects for Avatar Land of the
Last
movie.
All right, guys.
And don't
let
him night show much,
for you guys listening
and,
on YouTube, we don't have that much time left. For you guys listening on Blog Talk Radio, hold on. You guys know, but we don't have that much time left. But the live stream will still be lit, and we can see this conversation. So we're going to say peace out. But you know, but this Batman conversation, we can still have this conversation. But you know, the weakest part of that movie for me was that.
I know he's still recording.
We're just saying peace out right now because the live stream is going to be and. you know, the whole thing was brought, yeah, brought to me, you know, keep quoting.
This is,
bye, Felicia.
This is your boy, Barack Obama.
Stop.
Now, damn,
wait, hold on, I got this, Damn, Barack, what happened?
Took up the key out.
All right, like, share, and subscribe.
I tried some of Trump's secret collection.
Isn't it?
It's done.
I thought you were talking about Batman.
Oh, yeah. We are.
What about Batman?
Oh,
Lord.
He's
a
goddamn Joker. No, he's
still recording, right? He's still recording, right?
What Batman did?
No, he's that black man.
Can't we trust him? I mean,
no, he's that black man.
Where is he? Where's the Joker?
No, you can't trust
him. How is the podcast? Where is he?
Can't we trust him?
What do you mean?
It will
me, like, the weakest part of the Dark Knight was the ending. That was the, that's the weakest part.
The Dark Knight Rises, he needs.
Yeah, but still, though.
It's a great one, but the ending.
Like that movie, though.
It's better than the ones we get now.
Dark Knight Rises is better than Suicide Squad, Batman, Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, all put together.
Exactly.
And Dark Knight Rises is the weakest movie.
Get the hell out.
No,
I love
that movie,
bro.
Like,
what's up, girl?
You talking about, it's like, what you got on the test? 100? What you got on the test? 97? Well, it's still a high age. That's what happened.
I remember the young dude fight match, and he calls Batman.
She's a daughter of the
beast.
Really? No. Now we do it like
this. Oh, that's the old record?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's sideways, like.
Because we do it like this, we get, like, so get like that pan view, because it doesn't like let you like do that on there.
Oh, does it not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That looks fine.
Like your behind-the-scenes extended episode.
Have you seen the Matt Lip reading?
I would.
Oh, I got your face.
All right, Erica, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
The new 52 Jeffy wings. I think that's the one that they're doing.
Yeah, who knows? We gotta wait to, until they start releasing trailers.
Yeah.
Are y'all having fun? Like, are y'all enjoying y'all
yeah,
right now?
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Fruity Loops, like a Fruity Loop.
Like, it's weird. All right, guys, thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you guys next week. Have fun. That's the weekend. Love you, Erica.
No, Dennis.
Dennis, you know not. You know they heard you when you said that, right?
You was like, you want to put this on your
booty? Yeah.
And
oh,
what?
Oh, put that
on.
Oh.
You know what? The 10 like, people who were still listening to some Blog Talk also heard you, right?
Put a chat. Like, did y'all hear Dennis?
Asking what I said.
Oh, Lord. They
remember the Sharknado 5, bro?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the first one.
All right, like, share, subscribe. Peace out, ladies. So much love.
Hey, no.